This is KRHS Media with METC's eStudent News Bureau. We are reporting live from the 2015 METC Conference at the St. Charles Convention Center. Today we will be talking with the leaders in technology education who are sharing their expertise in their field.
I'm Will Rivers with the METC eStudent News Bureau, and I'm here at the Midwest Technology Conference, and today I'm talking with the top educational leaders from the Midwest.
So I'm Will Rivers with KRHS, and right now we're at METC with
Andy Wall.
So Andy, will you tell me a little about your presentation?
Yeah, I talked about using Minecraft in our classroom and how I kind of explored it, my big journey into using it as a teaching device.
So Minecraft, the video game, how will we use that as a teaching device?
Any way you can, because the kids love it so much. Basically, we were using it to just enhance other things that we were working on. So we were writing a persuasive essay and needed to research famous people. So we had talked about figurative language. So we built monuments that had symbols of why that person was so great and worthwhile. Basically, just extending what we've already learned into a three-dimensional world where they can kind of get a real experience with whatever it is we're doing.
What's really most surprised you about students taking to using Minecraft in the classroom setting?
How much they love it. I've been approached by people I don't even know who say, hey, I hear you're doing this in your classroom. And apparently the kids tell other kids who tell other kids. There's that. And, you know, just some of the things that they have said are just mind-blowing. The depth of what they're getting out of some of this stuff is just crazy to me as their teacher. It's been awesome.
What's really just kind of pushed you to use Minecraft in the classroom? What made you say, this is a cool video game, but can we use it in the classroom?
I would say all the merchandise that the kids bring in, and then when we would have, they'd earn a party for behavior, they'd all bring in their devices and they'd all be sitting there playing it, you know, and they would talk about it and they buy the books and they've got the shirts and the keychains and everything. It kind of dawned on me like how much they really are into this. And I said, you know, rather than trying to fight it and keep it out of my classroom, let's harness it and use it for my own purposes, basically. So that's pretty much just their own motivation on it.
Thank you.
No problem.